A half hour after he'd showered and passed on shaving because he couldn't find his razor, he heard an engine and peered out the window. A yellow pickup idled in the driveway. The truck boasted reindeer antlers attached to the windows and a red nose on the front grill. The woman in the driver's seat caught his stare and waved, her smile bright and pleasant. Sarah Hartman, he assumed. Punctual at 8 o'clock in the morning. Admirable. They were off to a promising start. He filled a thermos with fresh coffee and stuffed thermal cups. Peanut butter banana sandwiches and his favorite brand of frosted sugar cookies in a bag. Hoisting a backpack over his shoulders, he headed out the door. He opened the passenger door, smiling in at her. "Sarah, right?" he said. He put the food bag and his backpack in the back seat, then slid onto the passenger seat. "Correct," she nodded to him. "And you're Max?"
"Indeed. Max Archer."
He set his thermos in the truck's oversized cup holder.
"And you're driving Rudolph."
She laughed, gentle and musical. "I love Christmas."
"Let me guess, you're a sentimental movie junkie, too."
He gestured to her glittery pine tree earrings and the white snowflake steering wheel cover.
"Sentimental movies are the best."
She tilted her head, studying him with sea-green eyes.
"You look exactly the way Dorothy described." "Not a reindeer covered in snowflakes, I hope."
She swallowed a chuckle.
"No." "How did Dorothy describe me?"
Sarah stared at his lips. "She said you had dark hair, silvery gray eyes, wore a bow tie, and would probably have a backpack."
"A battered and weathered one."
He twisted and motioned to his backpack, its ripped seam fixed with duct tape.
"Today it's filled with necessities. Bottles of water, a first aid kit, binoculars, and my fully charged phone."
She nodded. "Sounds like you've got everything you need."
"Yes, I've brought my microphone and recorder, too, to record bird songs. I'll demonstrate the setup when we arrive at the mountain."
"Okay."
"Are you carrying a cell phone?"
he asked. "I always carry one for emergencies, but I also use my phone camera to take photos."
"Photos of wildlife?"
"Mostly deer, although I can never get closer than 15 feet before they bolt."
"Deer aren't always the sweet, docile animals you may imagine. Be careful around them."
"I am." Those green eyes fringed with thick russet lashes and her creamy complexion, enhanced by light freckles across her nose, stopped him from responding with anything other than,
"Good."
She continued to watch him, and he returned her stare. This beautiful, intelligent woman hadn't been scooped up by a guy? Wearing a hooded red jacket, gloves, and brown hiking boots, she was small and slim. He estimated no taller than 5 feet. He found himself staring at her delicate lips before his gaze wandered down to the silver cross necklace around her slender neck. Preoccupied with an attraction he hadn't expected, he picked up his thermos.
"Another requirement for a morning outing is caffeine. Do you like black coffee?"
She nodded.
"Then we share commonalities, coffee and hiking. I also brought a package of cookies. They're store-bought because I'm not a baker. The cookies, not the coffee."
He returned his thermos to the holder.
"Juniper Mountain is our first stop."
"There's another?"
"Crandall's Mountain, depending on our time frame."
"Okay, my morning is free," she replied.
"Mine too."
With a quick bob of her head, she backed out of the driveway. He stretched out his legs.
"It will be good to go for a long hike. I arrived in town yesterday driving down from New York. I'm here for the month, then heading for a job in Florida."